Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We're going to talk to Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at Mark Ross, M-A-R-C, Ross, because Thursday Night Football kicks off tonight, Bengals-Browns exclusively on NFL Network at 8:20 p.m. Mark, good morning. Thank you for the time. We appreciate it.
Great. Good morning to you guys. Thanks for having me.
Mark, thanks for coming on. I'm always infatuated with all the front office stuff that you've been involved with for so long with different NFL teams. I want to start with this. After the Dolphins had such a huge draft of first-round picks and second-round picks and everything else, how hard is player evaluation? How hard was it for 2020 when you couldn't do all the extra trips and flying out and having guys flying? Would it make it that much more difficult to get the right guys?
Oh, without a doubt. This year, obviously, with COVID, it knocked everything out of whack. And the biggest thing was the preseason game. So you see it forever where you get a guy, you draft your rookies or even sign players from other teams, and you go through practices and OTAs and mini camps and all that, and guys are looking great in practices, and then they get in games and they fall apart. So the game exposure just for evaluating your own team, as well as you missed out on being able to evaluate players from other teams that you might claim at the cut deadline. Those are the two biggest factors that happen. And just to give you an example, when I was with the Giants, with Victor Cruz, you guys know the salsa man, Victor Cruz.
Right,
so
right.
He was in practice. He showed flashes, but was really inconsistent catching the ball. And there were certain things that, you like this kid, but then once he got into a preseason game against the Jets and he had three touchdowns and 150 yards, and he really stepped it up like, wow, this guy, when the lights are on, he's a performer. So those are the type of evaluations that teams missed out on this year without having the preseason games.
Mark, do you think that there's a chance going forward next couple of years, or just in general, that the NFL and the NFLPA decide we don't need preseason games or definitely don't need all four? Is there a chance that after this year, maybe they do that?
Definitely. Of course, they've been talking about cutting down the preseason forever. I don't think a lot of the players like it, especially the veterans. Of course, the younger guys that are trying to make the team, they're trying to get all the exposure they can get. But the veterans have definitely been talking about this for years. So I think maybe they'll cut it down to two, just a compromise between, because again, we got to take the revenue into it as well. They do make money despite the diminished product. There is that revenue aspect of it that the owners are talking about, like, wait a minute now, let's these dollar signs that we're missing out on, let's keep these preseason games. So I think they'll come to a happy compromise of what's best for the safety of the players, as well as the revenue of the team and the ability to evaluate the whole league.
Mark, real quickly, the Finns got rid of Tunsil and Fitzpatrick and obviously loaded up with 3-1s and 2-2s and had a big draft this past year. From the outside, I was just curious what you thought of their move for this year and next year to load up on draft picks.
Well, it was awesome. I mean, it was great that their whole plan, the whole tank for Tua plan, it actually worked out, even though they ended up not having the number one pick, but still got the guy. But just the whole philosophy of building a young roster, getting as many young assets as you can. And, of course, you have to hit on those picks. I mean, it's one thing to accumulate all these picks and say we have them all. But if you miss on all of them, then it doesn't make it. You missed out on the whole philosophy of it. So these guys that they've drafted, they have to perform. They have to be stars in order for it to all make sense. And number one, of course, as we're talking about, Tua has to be the guy. I mean, he has to be a franchise quarterback. He has to be a consistent playoff quarterback for this all to make sense. Because if he's not, then all the other draft picks, I mean, they'll be, you know, another four-win team every year.
Yeah. Do you like Tua, by the way? Did you like him coming out?
You know, I had major concerns with Tua. I mean, essentially, we talked about the injuries, but it was the injuries coupled with the fact of he's essentially a small pocket passer. And the way he would get hurt in college was he couldn't get away from people. And he's not a extremely nifty or fast. I mean, he's got a little bit of movement in the pocket, but he's not a magical type Russell Wilson type escape things. Kyler Murray, where you see those guys, is like, wow, that nobody touches them when they play. Tua is not that same sort of special movement, special athlete. So that was a concern where he couldn't get away from trouble, and that's how he got hurt, and being such a small guy. So I think he's going to have to prove that he can take the hits, he can take the tackles, and be able to perform being so short inside the pocket.
In the circumstances down here in Miami with Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tua, upstairs, general manager's office, guys that work around the general manager, not necessarily the coaching staff, are there daily meetings, do you think, or has there been in when you've been in the front office, about when to get the rookie quarterback in? When is it time? If we start to lose, if Fitzpatrick starts to have a couple games like you started off with last week, are those daily conversations at this point when you have a guy like that, when you pick that high in the draft?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you're always talking about when is the best time to get Tua on the field. Because let's be honest, Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, he's going to look like he did the other day. He may have a blaze of glory one game, and then he's going to go back to the guy that he's been for, what now, 37 years he's been in the league and the half of the teams. You know, he's going to be who he's going to be. So if the Dolphins are sitting up in their office now, the front office, saying, we're going to make the playoffs with Ryan Fitzpatrick, then they're just not being honest with themselves. This has to all be about getting Tua ready to play. And is that after three or four games, just let him sit and watch and observe what's going on and get healthier? But at some point really soon, they're going to have to play him. When I was with Philadelphia, we had Donovan McNabb when we drafted him. And actually Doug Peterson was Andy Reid brought in Doug Peterson, the current head coach of the Eagles, to be that stopgap. I mean, we would put Donovan in the games at certain points, and then he ended up starting the last six games, you know, a different time, a different era, where now you have to play more quickly. So this has to all be about getting Tua on the field, getting reps, getting game reps, and getting him ready for this year and the years to come.
Mark, maybe you can help me out. Can you mind going back in the history of the Dolphins with me a little bit as far as drafts go and stuff? And just it's not a shot, although there are going to be people that are going to go, there he goes. So Mark, how much do you guys do background checks, especially on top picks, so you don't do a Deion Jordan or Jonathan Martin? Like, do you have to go an extra mile to go? Do you trust coaches, first of all? Do you trust college coaches when you go to look at guys that can be top picks?
Yeah, well, so what happens is
you're laughing already, staff, Mark. You're a bad man.
Yeah, well, there's certain guys you can trust. So what happens is your scouts. You have let's say you have your 14 scouts on your staff, and there's three or four scouts that go into a school. Let's just use the University of Miami. They're there like every month, and they have to have the connections with those coaches. So you have to trust your scouts that they have reliable sources, because some coaches at colleges will just try to make their player seem as great as possible,
right,
they'll lie to you. So you have to have those sources that you can trust. So your scouts get all this information throughout the year. They talk to coaches, they talk to trainers, they talk to the equipment guys. When I would go to schools, I would just grab the GA or somebody who has no investment in the guys. Hey, tell me about such and such. You know, the young people that work in the training rooms. Those are the type of people you want to talk to, because they're not just trying to get something out of you. So with that, your scouts get all this information throughout the year. And then if you still have questions on certain players as far as their character or their mental ability or such,
exactly,
all right, you talk to them at the Senior Bowl. You sit down with them at the combine. And then you can even bring them into your facility to sit around and be with your coaches to make sure that, hey, we're comfortable with this player. So you have so many exposures. You try to do so much work, so much background on these players. But again, you try to be right, but then there's also guys that surprise you, say, wow, we did all this. And then you get him there, right. And he doesn't fulfill what you thought he would be.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, I want to thank you for your time, man. I appreciate you coming on with us here, and we'll bug you again soon, we promise.
Mark, it's been great, man. It really has. To get a chance. By the way, Trevor Lawrence, slam dunk. Is this guy, is it my eyes lying to me, or is he a slam dunk going to be a real good NFL player?
Yeah, he should be. I'd like to see him play some guys with some adversity first where you can actually see how he can do it instead of being like 7-on-7 out there for him every week. That's when you really have to see players when they face some adversity. And he did face that last year in a couple of playoff games. So we like to see that, I guess, when the playoff time comes this year again. But it should be an easy ride for Clemson. So you might not see him play that much.
Mark, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, guys.
All right, Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst. Follow him on Twitter, @MarkRoss. Thursday Night Football tonight, 8:20 exclusively on NFL Network, Bengals and Browns.
Couple of first overall picks going after each other tonight, man. Wow. All right. Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealer before we get to Brian Scalabrine, former Celtic, now our NBA insider here. And we want to talk to him, see what he feels, how he's feeling about that matchup coming up. But I always love talking about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. I should just do one day of just all the 2020s that are just, you talk about getting it figured out and feeling really good, knowing that if people are going to show up, they're going to really like their experience at their South Florida Chevy dealers. Suburbans and Tahoes and all the Silverado trucks to choose from to fit your lifestyle. And then the smaller SUVs like the 2020 Traverse. Smaller, but still spacious enough to accommodate the big family and doesn't compromise any of the style, or as I like to say, the look. Nobody wants an ugly one. Just because you get plenty of room, nobody wants to be comfortable and ugly. And that's what you're not going to have to worry about. It's your South Florida Chevy dealer. How about that Equinox SUV? Smaller SUV, but the technology and active safety features really is fun to drive, man. Just a blast in the 2020 Chevy Blazer. You know, Chevy Blazer might be the best-looking SUV in the business right now, midsize SUV. I mean, it looks great. You talk about getting the Blazer figured out. 2020 special, man. I didn't mention a Camaro and Corvette because that's just a given. But find out for yourself and get a great deal. We got Chevy Open Road Sale event on right now. Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer and do it today. Great experience, great prices waiting for you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.